The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parasha is Parashas Lech Lechot. At the end of Parashas Neach, the Torah tells us, Vayikach Terach is Avram Benai. Terach took Avram his son, Ves Lot, and Lot Ben Horon Ben Benai, and Lot his grandson, Ves Sorai Kalosai, Eishes Avram Benai, and Sorah his daughter-in-law, who was the wife of Avram his son, Vayetsu Itom Eur Kazdim, and they went out together from the land of Ur Kasdim. Ur Kasdim is Babel. This is where they lived. Leches Atzo Kenan. And to go to Kenan. Kenan is Eretz Yisrael. Vayavol at Choron. And they came to the city of Choron. Vayeshvu Shom. And they dwelled there. Vayu Yimei Serach. Chomei Shonim Omosayim Shona. And the days of Terach were 205 years. Vayomach Terech Bechoron, and Terech died in Choron before coming to, which would imply before coming to Eretz Canaan, to Eretz Yisrael. Then in the next parsha, which is our parsha, it states Vayim Hashem El Avram. Hashem said to Avram, Lech Lecho Miyautzecho Umimeladetecho Mibesovicho Lores Asher Areko. Go out from your land, from your birthplace, from the house of your father, to the land which I will show you. So we see from the basic meanings of the psukim that Terach and his family, who lived in Ur Kasdim, came to Choron on their way to Eretz Yisrael. And Terech died in Choron, and only afterwards did HaKadosh Baruch Hu come to Abraham and tell him, go out from this land and go to the land which I shall show you, which was the land of Eretz Canaan, of Eretz Yisrael. This was afterwards. The Medrash brings on this at the end of Parshas Lech Lecho, at the end of Parshas Neach, and Rashi brings some of it. Just 1 second. In Noach, it's the Medrash in Lech Lecho. It's Perek Lamedtes. Zayin. Vayim Hashem el Avram Lech Lecho. Maksiv lemalo meinayinim. Vayomas Terech Bechoron. States that first Terech died, and then Hashem came to Abraham and told him, go out and go to Eretz Yisrael. Omer b'Yitzchok im linyan acheshbon v'ad achshov mizvakesh le'od shishim v'chomei shonim. If we're going to calculate this, we're going to be missing some 65 years. Why? And then Rashi brings the calculation. Rashi is at the end of Parshas Neach. The Medrash is in Parshas Lech Lecho. Rashi says, because In the next pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecho, in pasuk Dalet, it states Vayelach Avram kasher diber elov Hashem Vayelach itay Lot. Avram listened to Hashem, and he went out of that land, and he went together with Lot, his with Lot, V'Avram ben Chomei Shonim v'Shivim Shana v'Tzeishim Echoron. And Abraham was 75 years old when he went out of Choron. So Rashi says, Abraham was 75 years old when he went out of Choron. And before the Torah said that Terach was 70 years old when he gave birth to Abraham. This means that at Lech Lecha, Terach was 145 years old. If Terach was 145 years old at the time of Lech Lecha, at the time of Avram going out to Eretz Yisrael, so how did he die before then? It states when he died he was 205 years old. We're missing some 60 years. Let me repeat. It states that Terach died before reaching Canaan, and Terach died at the age of 205 years. Then it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Abraham and told him to go out of the land and go to Eretz Yisrael. And it states that Abraham at that time was 75 years old. So how old at the time of Lech Lecha was Terach? So if Abraham was 75, and before it states that Terach was 70 when he had him, so Terach was 145. So how could Terach die before Lech Lecha when it states that Abraham lived, Terach lived to 205 years? We're at least 60 years short, if not more. This is what the Medrash asks. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok im linyan acheshbon varachshov mizbakish le'od shishim uchomishonim. If we're coming to calculate this, we're going to be missing 65 years. Terach should have lived another 65 years. Elo, b'tchila todorei sharashoim kurim meisim mechayehim. So therefore we have to understand it this way. The sages tell us that the Rishoim, the wicked ones, they are called dead people even when they're living. And lefi shoy Avram yifachad, v'aymer eitze v'yumachalin b'yishem shamayim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avram and he said, go out of the land, go out of the house of your family, Avram was very concerned. He said, how can I go? I will be Mechal Hashem Shemaim, I will desecrate your name. Because you're telling me to leave my father. And my father already, at this time, if Abraham was 75, so Terach was 145, he already was an old man. And people will say, look, he left an old father and he went away. And Abraham was very concerned what people would say. He was very concerned about Chilul Hashem, desecrated on Hashem's name, because Abraham's whole life was dedicated to spread the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his goodness and his justice. So therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came at the time of Lech Lecha to tell Abraham to separate himself from his home and go to Eretz Yisrael, Abraham said, how can I leave Terach, my father, behind? It will be a Chilul Hashem. People will say, Hiniyachovi v'holach le'leisik nosei. He left an old father and he went away. Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem said, Lecha ani peitrecho mikibur ave'im. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry, I free you from the mitzvah of honoring your parents, but I do not free others from honoring their parents. So he said, as far as honoring your parents and taking care of your old father, he says, don't worry, even though I expect this from everyone, you don't have to worry, I don't expect it from you. And not only that, but not only that, but when I write about it in the Torah, I will first write that Terach died, and then I will write that I told you to go out, even though chronologically it happened the other way. Therefore, first it says that Terach died in Choron, Ahakach, and only afterwards does it say, Vayim Hashem el Avram. That Hashem came to Avram and said, Lech Lecha, go out. So this is what the Medrash says. Let's just briefly explain this again. The Torah first tells us of Terach starting on a journey and coming to Choran with his entire family, and he was headed for Eretz Canaan, Eretz Yisrael. But while still being in Babel, in Choron, he died at the age of 205 years, and that's at the end of Parshas Nayach. Then in Parshas Lech Lecha, the next Parsha, so the Torah tells us that Hashem came to Avram and said, leave your home, leave the house of your father, and go to the land which I will show you. And Avram left and went to Eretz Yisrael, and the Torah tells us Avram ben Chomesh Shona Vishib Mishona Betzeisha Mechoron. Avram at that time was 75 years old. Now if Avram at that time was 75 years old, that means Terach was 145 years old, because Terach was 70 when he gave birth to Avram, which it says before. If Terach was 145 years old at the time Avram left, so you can't have Terach died before Avram left. Terach died after Avram left, because it states that Terach was 205 years old when he died. He died 60 years later. So chronologically, this is all incorrect. That when they came to Choron, Terach lived for a good 60 years or more after Hashem already commanded Avraham to go to Eretz Yisrael. Not like it would seem from the Parsha and the Psukim. So the Medrash asks this question. So the Medrash explains as follows. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is true, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avraham and told him to leave Choron and go to Eretz Yisrael, and Avraham was 75, Terach was only 145 years old. He had a long time to live yet. And Avraham told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not right I should go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, why not? He said, because I will cause a chilul Hashem. I will desecrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your name. Because how can I leave an old father and leave him alone and go? People will say, Niach Avi V'holach Leilesik Noseh. So it's a problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Avraham to leave now and go to Eretz Yisrael and leave his father behind. And meanwhile, Terach is going to live for another 60, 70, 80 years. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry. Firstly, I exempt you from Kibbur Avim, from the mitzvah of honoring your father and mother. Even though I will exempt no one else. So you don't have to worry about that. Secondly, he says, we will make off as if your father is dead. Because the Rishoyim, Anikroin, Mesim, Bechayehem, because your father's a Rosha is considered dead. V'lei Eid, and not only that, but when I write the Sefer Torah, I will first write about Terach dying in Choron, and afterwards I will write that I came to you and told you to go to Eretz Yisrael. This is what the Medrash says. So on this, many wonder on this Medrash. What is it talking about? It's changing the chronological order. It's trying to change reality. The fact was that Terach was well and strong when Avraham left. And he did leave an old father behind. And he did not fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbur Avim. And the fact is that he lived for many, many years after Avraham already went to Eretz Yisrael. So why does the Torah write it first? And what is this to mislead the people that are going to read this later on? First of all, the Torah doesn't try to mislead people. The Torah is Torah's emes. It tries to bring people to the truth. But secondly, anyone who starts to calculate the figures can understand this, that this is not written in chronological order. There's not a, a, big question why it's not, but we can. It's not going. What is it going to achieve? The Menami Prague explains this medrash in Guris Hashem Perikei, and from there we understand great principle, which tells us about the essence of Avraham Avinu. First of all, we have to make mention of a number of Chazals, of the sage, of the words of the sages beforehand. For example, in the creation of the world, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Vayhi Or," let there be light, and this was referring to the sun, or the sun and the moon and the stars, the Medrash says it was referring to the sun and the moon and the stars. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu also was referring to someone else. Vayhi Or Zu Avraham Avinu. The Medrash tells us the light of the world, perhaps the physical light, was going to be the sun and the moon and the stars. But what would really bring light to the world was 20 generations later with the birth of Avraham Avinu. Another Chazal states, and this is in Bereishis Perek Beis Pasuk Dalet, Ele told the Shemayim v'oretz bihi barom b'yem aseis Hashem Elakim eretz v'shomoyim. These are the fruits of the toldus of the generations. Now, these are the workings of the heaven and earth. Bihi barom, when they were created, on the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made land and heaven. Bihi barom is a strange makeup of a word. The Medrash says on that, Hi barom as Asius Avraham. Bihi barom has all of the letters of Avram's name. Malame, to teach us Shebeschus Avraham Avinu Nivra Elam, to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world because of the merit of Avraham. Another Chazal, right here on the pasuk which we quoted from Noach, the end of Noach, right before Lech Lecha, the last letter of the parsha is Koron, Nun. The Rashi says Nun Hafucha. Sefer Torah, the Nun is written upside down. Leimaloch, to tell you, Ar Avram Charein Av Shel Mokam, that until Avram came into being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry, was very upset. So what does that mean? There's an upside down Nun to tell us that till now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very angry and upset, and now he felt different when it came to Lech Lecha. Another example, at the beginning of Parshas Noach, first pasuk, Ela told us Noach ish tzadik tomim hoya b'dei reisov. These are the generations of Noach. Noach was a righteous and upright person in his generation. Es Elokim Yisalach Noach. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu walked together with Noach. Rashi brings the Medrash. Avraham Eimer Ashe Yisalachti Lefonov. Noach Yitzorach Sod Lesomchei Aval Avraham Oyem Yischazek Umahalech B'tzidkei Me'ilov. Noach needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to walk with him, but Avraham was able to walk on his own. This is what Rashi brings, but the Medrash says even further. The Medrash says, Moshe l'madav v'dayma, to give an example, Nayak was like where a king had a torch and he would light the way for Nayak. So this is what is meant, Ethelikim Yisalach Nayak. Or Ishbor, who would hold the torch to show the way for Nayak. What was Abraham like? Abraham was where he had a torch and he would light the way for the king. Noach was where the king would hold his torch to show Noach the way. But by Abraham, Abraham had a torch and he would show the way, light the road for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then another such example in Parshas Chayesora, in Pasuk Chom Da, in Perek Chom Dal, in Pasuk Gimel. Abraham is speaking to his faithful servant Eliezer and he is sending him on his way to find, he's sending him actually back to Babel to find a wife for Yitzchak. So he said, Vashbiacha b'Hashem Elokei HaShemayim v'Elokei HaOretz, I am going to make you swear in the name of the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanim, from the daughters of this land, but you'll go back to my old land to take from my family. Now there he said that I will make you swear in the name of the God of the heavens and the God of the earth. If we go down after, down a few psukim, in Pasuk Zayin, Eliezer asked Abraham, he says, what happens if I cannot find a wife? I'll go back to your home and I won't be able to find a wife. Or what happens if I will find someone, but she won't want to come here? Right? You go to America to find a wife, and you find out she doesn't want to come back to South Africa. Mm-hmm. This is what Eliezer asked him. See, I'll find a good wife, but she won't want to come here. So what do? You go to America. So it's the same thing, he said. He says, can I take your son Yitzchak there? So Abraham answered, this is in Pasuk Vav and Zayin, he said, Ishamalacha, guard yourself. Pentoshi was b'ni shoma. Under no circumstances, even if she doesn't want to come here, under no circumstances, take my son back there. Hashem Elokei HaShomayim, God who was the God of the heavens, Asher lokachani mibeis avi me'eretz maladeti, who took me out of that place, of my father's home and my birthplace, v'asher dibar li v'asher nishba li le'emor lezarecha atein es oretz hazos, and he promised to give me this land. So he told Eliezer had the predicament. I mean, I'll go back there and I'll find a good wife, but she won't want to come here, and you don't want me to bring Yitzchak there, so what? How are we going to make a shidduch? He says, "Who yishlach malocha lefanecha v'lokach tishal nimishom?" He will send an angel before you who will be able to choose a good wife for Yitzchak who's there, and she will want to come here. So he says, therefore, you don't have to worry about that problem. Now, notice in the first pasuk that we quoted in Gimel, Avram said that I will swear, I make you swear in the name of God, of the God of the heaven and the God of the earth. While in the second Pasuk, Pasuk Zayin, he says the God of the heaven which has taken me out of my homeland and my birthplace and given me this land, he will make sure that you will find a wife that will bring you back, that will come back here. So why did he change it? First he refers to Hashem,
as the God of the heavens and the God of earth, and later he refers to Hashem only as the God of the heavens. Rashi asks the question. He says as follows. In the first pasuk, he's speaking in the present. I make you swear by the name of the God of heaven and the God of earth. The second pasuk, he's speaking of the past. He says, the God which took me out from Ur Kasdim and brought me here. So he's speaking of the past. There he refers to the God of the heavens. Now why, when Avram is referring to God of the past, he says the God of the heavens, and when he's referring to the God of the future, of the present, he says the God of the heavens and the earth? So Avram said something. What did he say? Rashi says, "Achshav hu elokei hashamayim velokei haaretz shehirgalti lefi habriyos." Avram said that when I was a young boy and I lived in Ur Kasdim, he was the God of the heavens, not of the God of the earth, because no one knew him. The heavens they knew him, but not in the earth. The Rambam brings that during those generations the whole world had forgotten about Hashem. The whole world served idolatry and Avedis Ora, except maybe a handful of individuals scattered throughout the world. So he says, the God of the heavens that took me out of Ur Kasdim to bring me here, he was then the God of the heavens, not the God of the earth, because he was not known on earth. Today, this is speaking already after Avram came to Eretz Yisrael, and he and Sarah had Yitzchak, speaking many years later. He says today he's the Elokei Shomayim Velokei Haaretz, he's the God of the heavens and the earth, because I am the one who made him known on the earth. I am the one Shehergaltiv Befi Abriyos, that taught and brought this wisdom to the people of the earth, that there's a God in the world. This is what Avraham was able to say. Now, not many people can say that. That before me, he was the God of the heavens. Today, he's the God of the heavens and the earth because of me. We'll go to another Chazal. At the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, in Pasuk Chof Beis, right near the very end, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avraham and he commands him on the Bris Milah. And then it states, Vayechal Ledaber Itay, when he finished speaking with him, Vayal Elokim Me'al Avraham. Hashem went up from Avraham. What does it mean, he went up from Avraham? Rashi brings out the Sadikim, because the righteous ones, particularly Avraham, become the Merkavtei Shel Mokim. They become the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it states when HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped to speak with Hashem, with Avraham, he didn't just go away, but he got up from Avraham as if he was sitting in a chariot and Avraham was the chariot. And then one final statement from the sages, or from the Torah. Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov, they were called Ovesh. We have three of our forefathers, and those three alone that were known as the Ovesh. We have other great leaders. We have Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David. That they were not called Oves, just Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the reason why they were called Oves, because they were Oves HaOlam, they were considered the fathers to the world. But in Avraham alone, who was the first one of the Oves, in him alone, is the word and description of Father of the world inscribed in his very name. If we look at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, in Posuk Yud Zayin, Posuk Hey, Perek Yud Zayin, Posuk Hey, so Hashem, this is by the Bris Milo, Hashem says, V'lo yikore od eshimcha Avram, no longer will we call your name Avram, V'ho yeshimcha Avraham, but we will call your name Avraham. Ki av hamon goyim nesaticho, because I have made you a father of multitudes of nations. So the Chazal explain, and Rashi brings, Bitchilo, what does Avram mean? Bitchilo, in the early days, you were an Av to Rom. He lived in a place called Rom, Aram Narai. So therefore you were called Avram, which meant a father to Rom. Achshav Av Lechol Ha'elam, but now you are a father to the entire world. Therefore we're changing your name from Avram to Avraham. Av Hamon Goyim, father to multitudes of nations. Av Lechol Ha'elam, you are the father to the whole world. And this also was by Sora. If we look here in Pasuk Tesvov, Vayim Elokim al Avraham, Sorai ishtecho leisikra shmo Soroi, ki Soro shmo. Hashem said to Avraham, your wife Sorai, her name was Sorai, you shall not call her Sorai anymore, but you shall call her Soro. What's the difference? Kodesh Baruch Hu took away the Yud and gave her the Hey. So what is the difference? Sorai, Sora, this means a princess. Sorai means my princess. Sorai li v'leila achirim. No. If you will be an Av l'chol ha'olam, if you will be a father to the whole world, then Sora has to be a princess to the entire world. Therefore, Sora stam shemosh, te Sora al hakol. She will be Soro, which is a princess, not just to you, but to everyone. Now, what do we have from all of this? What does all of this mean? The explanation of this lies in a Mishnah in Masechet Ovis. Could you just give me a sitter, please? Masechet Ovis. Yeah. In Perek Hey of Masechet Ovis, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah tells us, Asora Doris me Odom Baneach. There were 10 generations from Odom, the first man, the creation of the world, till Noach. Leadia Kame Erech Hapayim Lafonov, to teach us the patience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Shekol HaDeiros HaYamachisin Uboim, every generation that came along from Odom onwards, instead of giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu some pleasure and nachas, made him angrier. At Shehevi Aleim Esmei Amabel, until finally his patience ran out, and at the end of the 10 generations by Noach, he destroyed the entire world. Then it states, Asora Deiros Mineach Var Avram. There was a further 10 generations from Noach until Avraham. Again, Lahedia Kama Erech Apayim Lefonov, to teach us the patience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekol HaDeiros HaYamachisin Uvoin, because again, from Noach, each generation, instead of bringing pleasure to Hashem, made him more angry all of the time. But he did not destroy them. He kept being patient and patient, waiting, 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 until finally, in the 20th generation, Shebo Avram Avinu, Avraham was born, the Kibbutz Kar Kulam, and he took the reward of all of them. In other words, he was worth the entire 20 generations. So what is the Mishnah is telling us? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam. He waited for some nachas, and he waited for 10 generations, and things only got worse and worse and worse. And finally, could not take it anymore, destroyed the world. Then he started a new world with Nayach. He waited for some nachas, and every generation made things worse. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though, who was very patient, waited and waited and waited, until finally Avraham came. Once Avraham came, Kibbutz Char, Skula, then the world was a different world. And no longer did it keep getting him angrier and angrier. But then he started to have pleasure and nachas. And therefore Avraham was Kibbutz Char Kulam. Now, what is the explanation of this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He created the world because he wanted to dwell in the world. He wanted to create a world that he could dwell in. Bring his Shekhinah into the world, into the Adam Atzma, into the person himself. As it states, this is in Bereshis Beis, Pasuk Zayin, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Eso Adam Ofer Min Ha'adamah Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chayim. He created man into a physical man, but he blew into his nostrils a living soul. That soul was part of himself. So he created a physical world with a physical man, but the purpose was that this should hold he himself. And this was in the form of the ruach, of the spirit, the breath which he blew into man. And then the Shekhinah, his presence, will have a place here in the world. This is incidentally, we spoke on Shabbos at length in this, but this is incidentally why the Chazal say that he created Olam Hazeh, ki bekor tzur elomim, he created this world with the hay. Ki biyud hay, the yud, he created the world to come. But the physical world he created with the hay. Now why with the hay? The Maral explains with a dalet. That the physical world he created with a dalet. What does a dalet represent? The dalet is two lines. One is a vertical and one is a horizontal. Well, this represents firstly four directions. And secondly, it represents the dimensions. The dimensions of horizontal and vertical, these are the physical dimensions. So this represents the physical world, because the physical world goes into four directions. And this we see, it says, Nal Yotze Me'eden, that a river went out of Gan Eden and came into this world, Lohila Abaroshim, and split in four directions. And anything physical must have a dimension to it. So these are your dimensions. So then it's the question, so why did he create it with the hay and not the dalet then? The physical world should have been created with the dalet. What is a hay? A hay is a dalet with a yud. This is how you write a dalet. It's a dalet with a yud. Now the yud, that represents something which is abstract from physical. That represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah. Just like we see, it states that he created the higher worlds, or the world to come, with the yud. Or, for example, to have full presence of the Shekhinah, you need yud, you need 10 people. Ein davar shebekdusha bochus mi yud, mi asora. You can't have a minion, or a borchu, or a kedusha, where you want to sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in fullness, without 10. So the yud represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is totally divorced from that what is physical. Now, when he created the physical world, though, he did not want it to be merely physical. He wanted it to be physical with the Shekhinah in it. So that's why he created it with the hay. Because the hay has the dalet, and it's with a yud. So he, therefore, made a physical world, made a physical man, And Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chayim. And he blew into him a living soul. And this was good. And the first man that he did this with was Adam Arishon. So Adam was the Rishis. He was the beginning of the world. And from him everything was built on. Unfortunately though, and tragically, instead of building the world, destroyed the world. Because Adam sinned, Chava sinned, their children sinned, and every generation got worse. The Medrash brings, instead of bringing the Shekhinah down into the world, they were Megarish the Shekhinah. They chased the Shekhinah further and further and further away from the world. So that's what it means. Asor Adairis, 10 generations from Adam to Noach. Leidia Erech Hapayim, to teach us the patience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Kol Dovador Hoyabayinu Machisim, every generation, Midrash brings out every generation, the Shekhinah went further away from the world, instead of coming down closer into the world. Until finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the world. So what happened to the Rishis? What happened to the beginning of the world? It was aborted. It was a cul-de-sac. Never developed. Alright, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu started with a second Bereishis Bara Elokim. That was Noah. He said to Noah, "You alone do I see as a tzaddik tomim. I will destroy the whole world and I will begin a new world with you." So there was a second creation. But again the same thing happened. Instead of Noah becoming the Rishis, the beginning of a new world, which will bring the Shekhinah into the world and every generation more than the previous generation, Asor Adoris Medeach Ad Avraham, and Kol Dor V'Dor Hayibayinu Machisin, every generation got worse and worse and worse. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very patient, because he should have brought destruction immediately. Instead he waited and waited and waited, and finally after 10 generations, when the world was down to nothing and the whole world had gone against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the whole world was Avodah Zarah and atheism and idolatry and everything else, there came Avraham. Avraham now came into the picture. And Avraham was a giant, a person of enormous, gigantic intellect and intelligence and righteousness and strength. And he saw what was happening, and he stood up against the whole world. It says, "Kol Eilam Kula be'Eiver Echad ve'Avram be'Eiver Sheni." All of the world held one way, and he held the other way, and he took on the whole world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, with Avraham now, I can start a new world. And with Avraham, there came a third Rishis, a third creation. And Avraham built the world, because he himself brought Shekhinah into the world, and he strengthened it, and he taught Torah, and he spread the Shekhinah, and then he gave birth to Yitzchak, that even brought more Shekhinah into the world, and then he gave birth to Yaakov, and then to the 12 Shvatim. Every generation was Holechu Misgabe, became stronger and stronger, until the point where they brought, and Abraham at state studied the entire Torah before it was given, and he fulfilled all of the mitzvahs, and the same with Yitzchak and Yaakov, until they were strong enough to bring Torah into the world. And there HaKadosh Baruch Hu came into the world with the fullness of his Shekhinah. This is what the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. What the Gemara means: Shnei Alfei Tohu The first 2,000 years of the creation was tohu, was emptiness and void. There were 2,000 years from the creation until Abraham. Second 2,000 years was 2,000 years of Torah, because from the time Abraham started to study Torah, that was the era of Torah. So what do we find? Abraham was not just an individual, but he was Eratius. He was the beginning to the world. He was an Adam Arishon, because the beginning that Adam laid down disintegrated, and the beginning that Noah laid down disintegrated, but the beginning that Abraham laid down, that went on forever. The nations of the world are referred to as Bnei Noah, the children of Noah, because physically they come from Noah. Physically, Noah was the only one saved, he and the few members of his family. Physically, he gave birth to the rest of the world. But this was an Elam HaGeshem, it became an Elam HaGolem. It became merely a physical shell. And it was Abraham that brought the breath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into the world. And that was through him and through Yitzchok and Yaakov and Klal Yisrael. Now, if we go back to all of the various sources that we cited, we can understand now what the Torah and the Chazal is teaching us. For example, we said that it states in the Medrash, "Vayhi Or, let there be light," and the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant, besides "let there be light," the sun, he meant Zu Avraham Avinu. He created the world, he foresaw this was happening. He created a physical light, but where was there going to be the spiritual light of the world? That physical light would come now, but the spiritual light would only come 20 generations later on. Or, for example, when we said it states that Ele told the Shemayim Voret Vibarom, these are the generations of the earth and the heaven when he created them on the day that he made earth and heaven. Vibarom are the letters of Avraham to teach us that it was Bishchus Avraham that the world was created. This is what it means. It was Avraham's merit that the world was created, because without Avraham the world would not have been created. It would have ended up in destruction. The creation from Adam was eventually aborted. The creation from Noah was eventually aborted. It only existed because of Abraham. He was able to bring it further. And this is what Rashi tells us. Or the Medrash tells us that Noah, he needed help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was like a king, Yisalech. It was like a king who had a torch and he would show the way for a servant. Abraham was the person with the torch who would show the way for the king, because it was Abraham who lit up the world to bring the Shekhinah in. And that's what Abraham meant when he told Eliezer that the God who took me out of Ur Kasdim, that was the God of the heavens. He didn't live in this world. It was a world of Avodah Zarah, of idolatry. The God of today, he's the God of the heavens and the earth, because I brought him here. I brought him down to this world. And that's what the Chazal mean when it states, Vayal Hashem me'al Avraham, that Hashem got up from Avraham, to tell us that the tzaddikim amikafte shel mokim, it's the righteous who are the chariots of Hashem. What does it mean, the chariots of Hashem? Kodesh Baruch Hu has to have a place to dwell in this world. He has to have a place to ride on in this world. He rides on the shoulders of the tzaddikim, because they are the ones who bring him into this world. The others chase him out. And it was Abraham was the first one. And that's why all of the Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov are called Ovesh. An Av, a father, means that he brings fruits. He builds fruits. They all build fruits. But Abraham was the first one. He was the first one, the first cornerstone. And therefore, in his name, it states, Avram, Abraham. That not only are you a father of Rom, but you gave birth to the whole world. And Sarai, Sarah, not only is she your princess, she will be Sarah lechola elam. She will be the princess to the whole world. The Medrash tells us put an example of what Abraham had to, how strong he had to be. The Medrash tells us at the end of Parshas Neach, Lamed Ches, Posuk Yutes. Excuse me. Now it's in Parshas Neach, Perek Lamed Ches, Oshutes. Reb Chiya Bereda Ravada the Yafu Omar. Reb Chiya said, Terach Eved Leslomi Mameicher Hoyo. What are the beginnings of Avram? Terach, his father, he used to make idols and he used to sell them. Chazman Nofik La Aser Hoshiv La Avram Mechetachtov. There was a time when he had to go out of town, so he told his son Avraham, you watch the shop. Havaosi Bar Inish Boy Dizvun. A man came in and he wanted to buy an idol. Bavomale Bar Kamashnina. Avram asked the man, how old are you? He said, I'm 50 or 60 years old. Why do you want to know? Avram said, he says, oy. He says, how unfortunate you are. You are 50 or 60 years old, and you want to bow and serve to someone who's only one day old. This is a brand new idol that you're buying. Boy, Mizvaish. The man got all upset. V'heilichlo. He got all upset. And v'heilichlo. And he ran out. So he lost the customer. Chadzman also. Chod itzitzo. Chadzman also. Chod itzitzo. Then one time, a woman came in. Te'ina b'yoda chod pinof de selis. And she was carrying with her a container of flour. Omele holacho krav kadmuin. Here, take it and give it to one of the idols. Kom nosif. So then she went away. So Avram went and he took a big stick. The tavern lekulapsilo. He broke all of the idols. V'yoi buklaso b'yoda derabo dava benayim. And then with the broken idols, he took the stick and put it in the hand of the largest broken idol. Kiven dosa abua. Omle man over lohem kedein. When his father came and he saw the churban, he says, what happened? So, omle man ichbo minoch. So, Avram says, I must tell you what happened. Osa chode itzitzot inle chode pinoch. A woman came with a container of selis, a flower, and she said, give it to one of them. So I gave it to one, And this one said, I will eat it. And this one said, no, I will eat it. So the big one got up and he broke all the others. Omalei. So the father said, Ma'ato maflebi bidun inun. What are you trying to tell me stories that can't be true? They cannot do this. Omalei, so Avram said, Vlayishmu oznecho mashapicha ima. Shouldn't your ears hear what your lips are saying? You said that they are not capable of doing this, yet you hold they're capable of running the whole world. Nasbi omasri le Nimrod. Nimrod was the king at that time. So his father went and gave him over to Nimrod. Omalei nizker le Nura. He told Abraham, bow to the fire. Abraham said, why should I bow to the fire? Abraham was a small boy then. He says, why should I bow to the fire when water is stronger than fire? Water extinguishes fire. So he says, all right, bow to water. He says, why should I bow to water when the clouds can carry the water? He says, all right, bow to the clouds. He says, why should I bow to clouds when wind can blow and scatter the clouds? He says, all right, bow to the winds. He says, why should I bow to the winds when we see that man is able to contain wind? Because man is created where he has all types of air in himself and he's able to contain it. He says, you've come to debate with me. You've come to argue with me. Ani eini mishtachave ela lo'or. Nimrod said, I serve the fire. Ani mashlicha b'seiche. I will throw you into the fire. Vayove alakro ha'shato mishtachave lo'i v'yatsilcho heimeno. Kodesh Baruch Hu came and saved them from the fire. Or he says, let your God come and save you from the fire. Then there was Haran. Haran was his brother. And Haran didn't know what to do. So Haran said to himself, he says, let me sit on the sidelines, sit on the fence and see which way the wind blows. If Avram is saved, I will say that I hold like Abraham. If Avram is not saved, I will say I will hold like Nimrod. So they threw Avram in the fire. And a miracle happened, and Avram was saved. Now they asked Haran, what do you hold like? So he says, I'm on Avram's side. So they threw him into the fire, and he was burnt. He was consumed. The Rambam writes, as mentioned, that he had to stand up against the whole world. And it states, Esanefesh Asha'ose b'chorot. All of the people that they made in Choron, they had tens of thousands of followers that they taught the mitzvahs of the Bnei Nayach, the seven mitzvahs to, and that God was the only God in the world. It wasn't easy. Just to quote one short medrash here, we learn here in Parshas Lech Lecha that as soon as he came to Eretz Yisrael, it states by he rod ba'oretz. There was a famine in the land, and he had to go down to Egypt. So the Medrash brings, Ashrei agever asher tiyasreno ko umiteirosko selamdenu. Fortunate is the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should afflict, and that he shall learn from your Torah. What does this mean? He says, Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham, I will bless you, I will make you wealthy, I will make your name great. Go to that land. As soon as he got to that land, there was a famine and he didn't have what to eat, and he had to take his family and leave. V'lekora taga v'lehikpid. And he never complained. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you told me to come here. What was the natural response? You told me to come here. Look what happened. He never complained. He went down to Egypt. So what does this mean? So therefore, it states that if a person is afflicted, he is fortunate. He
should not complain. If he does complain, if he does take it difficulty, then let him learn from the Torah. Let him look in the Torah what it states by Avraham. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, I will heap all kind of brachas on you if you will go, leave your land and go to Eretz Yisrael. And this happened, and he didn't have the brachas, and he never complained. So this shows you the strength and the loyalty that Avraham had. And he alone built a world. Now, coming back to the Medrash that we started with. The first we see as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham, go, leave your family, leave your land, and go to Eretz Yisrael. And Abraham said, how can I leave an old father? What about Kibbutz Avim? What will the people say? It'll be a Chilul Hashem, and here I'm trying to teach the people goodness and justice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Bechoani Peiteloch. I exempt you from the mitzvah, but others I do not exempt from the mitzvah. Abraham was the beginning of a new world. The generations that existed till him were kemisha enai. They were as if they were non-existent, because they had come to the end of the road. If Abraham was a beginning, this means that nothing preceded him. There was no one before him. This means that there was no bond whatsoever between he and Terach, his father. Physically, there was a bond. But we are not obligated to give honor to a parent because there's a physical bond. Animals also have physical bonds to their parents. We are obligated to give honor to a parent because a parent is a parent in the full sense of the word, and an offspring is an offspring in the full sense of the word. In other words, as a ben odom, as a person who is a physical person with the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in him. But this had ceased. The spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed himself from the world, and he was ready to bring another Churban to the world, just as he did by Noach. And therefore there was no inheritance whatsoever, any spiritual inheritance that everybody inherits from their parents. If there was, then Avraham was not the Reishis, he was not the beginning. Terach would have been the beginning. Others would have been the beginning. A beginning means a beginning and nothing precedes. And this was the greatness of Avraham, that from nothing he created something. And this is why he's called the Av. He is called the Av to the Olam and no one else. Never HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if you're worried about Kibbutz Avim, he says, don't worry. But Bechoani Peiteloch. You're exempt. There's no mitzvah by you. Others I do not exempt, but you're exempt. So don't worry. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, is secondly, he said, we have to, in the Torah, first write about the death of Terach, and then write about you leaving Choron and going to Eretz Yisrael, even though chronologically it didn't happen that way. Because the generation of Terach, this was a generation of total darkness. You are bringing a new light into the world. Light and darkness cannot be in the same place. They are totally contradictory. Where there's light, it rejects the darkness, it dissipates the darkness. Where there's darkness, it extinguishes the light. You cannot have light and darkness in the same place. Until now, the world was a world of darkness. There was no light. Vayihi Or Zu Avraham Avinu, you are the light of the world. So therefore, we must first talk of Terach. We must first talk of Terach's life. We must then finish with Terach's life. Once we finish with the darkness, then the light comes to the world. So therefore, in the Torah I will write that Terach died first, and then we will write that you left. I told you to leave. It's not a question of trying to deceive anyone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't try to deceive anyone, because it clearly states that Terach died when he was 175 years old. And then later on it states that Avraham went, and we can calculate when exactly this historically took place. Yes, you're right. He died when he was, Terach died when he was, what did we say, 205 years old. Yes. But what we are saying is this, is that we cannot, when we start the parsha of Lech Lecha, there we are starting as if we're starting Bereishis Bara Elokim. In the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world by Hior, let there be light. So first we have to get rid of the darkness. The parsha of Terach and the other generations, that's a history of darkness. So therefore, when we write in the Torah, we will first write about the about Terach's death, and then we will write about you going to Eretz Canaan to start with the light of the world. This is what also that Rashi brings from the Chazal. Nun hafucha. That there's a nun which is turned upside down, which we mentioned, at the end of Nayach, right before Parshas Lech Lecha. The last word is charon. And that nun is upside down to show there's a division there. There's a division in the Torah. And this is what the Gemara means, which we mentioned in from Aveda Zorah, because the first 2,000 years of creation was darkness. From Lech Lecha onwards, here starts the light of the world. So this gives us a very, very good insight into what Avraham was. And what he was to the world. And we, as the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who brought Torah into the world, this becomes the light and the soul of the world.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.